You recently interjected yourself into the Tulsa mayoral race. You supported Dewey Bartlett. You and other Republicans thought enough to come to a mayoral race in the city of Tulsa. Mm-hmm. And why did you do that?
First of all, I did not get involved in the primary. Bill Christensen was running against Dewey Bartlett, and I told both of them I was not going to be involved in the primary. When Bill Christensen came out and supported Kathy Taylor in the general election, and the Keatings also, I thought, gosh, I should have gotten involved in that. Several of them thought that she was going to win, and she was kind of the money candidate, so they kind of wanted to be in on the ground floor. Having been a mayor, I did it for two reasons. One is, of my 20 kids and grandkids, all but six live in Tulsa. And so I've got a dog in this fight. I mean, I really want good things to happen. I wanted to be in a position where I could advise the mayor to do a lot of things through the private sector that they have not been doing. So I had that prejudice. And in this case, because it was Kathy Taylor, and she's someone who didn't have the roots in Oklahoma and was spending huge amounts of money, I got involved in the race because in my household alone, we'd get as many as two and three a day from her, the full color stuff and all that. So I got involved.
Well, here's a case, and you referred to this earlier, where you ran against Frank Keating. And he had the country club then, but you had the workers.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kathy Taylor spent $3 million on this race. And as I recall, Dewey Bartlett spent $900,000. So it's an interesting case for anybody who studies political science that money doesn't always work.
You can overspend, and I think she was guilty of overspending, and it became visible to people. So it's a fine line. If you have unlimited money to spend, you have to decide where is that point where it's going to be obvious I'm buying an election. And that's the easy way. You go out and you organize every precinct. You do that. That's hard work. People would generally fall down on the easy side. So I just think that people now are aware of, and I think that probably in that particular race, she was perceived as buying a race.